Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen, the author of the award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's the creator of the Small Business Accelerator, the CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement. Bob, we need that website, please.
Yes, it's bobprosen.com, Jim. BOBPROSEN.com.
So check it out, folks. You can find find out more about what Bob does to help people just like you and me. And we talked about some of this in the previous segment. Bob, we were talking about how there seems to be a lot of angst out there right now. And I'll give you another example, give my folks a little quick peek into our survey, our online poll this week. We ask about how their business compares to how the economy was going. As you know, the GDP has been pretty low this year, and 10% said we're doing strong. 48% said that we're growing a little bit, we're holding on, and 31% said we need to turn around soon, and 10% said we're in trouble right now. So the people are doing great. The people who are doing poorly are the same number. The people in the middle, and now here's the interesting thing. Over the past 6 or 7 years, those numbers were bigger. The people doing great and people doing poorly was a larger number. They were kind of even out over the four examples. But now they're sort of coming to the middle, meaning if you aren't doing well, you probably are failing. You've already failed. And fewer people are doing great. But more and more people have learned how to run their business and just hang on. And that's not good.
No, that's not a good thing at all. In fact, those are frightening statistics, Jim. And what I'm seeing with customers, even those that are in that middle portion, and I have a few like that too, is that they can make their situation better. It's not all market dependent. There's a lot of things that they can do on their own within their own business to understand their business, to be much more creative and effective on the way they go out and do their business.
Mm-hmm.
There is still demand out there. And if you're not getting it, I was meeting with this other client the other day. They got 2% of the market, Jim, and they're missing their numbers. And I said, how could you possibly miss your numbers at 2%?
Mm-hmm.
That means there's 98% of the market out there that you're not doing business with.
What do you think they're doing? What do you think they're doing wrong?
They're not stealing share properly. They're not.
But what is that? What steps are they not taking?
Okay, the exact steps they're not doing is, one, they're not figuring out on their weekly schedule who are those top customers they want to win. They do their analysis. They know who they want. They go after them, and they develop that relationship you were talking about. It's your book's all about, talking about how to develop these client relationships and nurture those relationships. Because
find a way to be relevant to customers.
You have to be.
Not just compete, but be relevant.
And, you know, I was in Kansas City the other day training a big company about sales. Again, they think that they have this whole thing nailed. And I said to them, why do your customers buy from you? And they give you all the traditional reasons.
And I bet it's all about product and pricing and selection.
Classic,
service.
Right?
Service.
Classic.
Yeah.
Oh, and relationship. They say it's relationship. But they don't really know what relationship means.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that's not why they buy from you. I say 75% of people buy from you because they have a problem they need to solve right now. And guess what? You don't really understand their business well enough to figure out the problem and then to position your solution to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked them through how you do that, and it was as if they never heard it before, Jim.
Well, they're still operating in what I call the age of the seller, in the practices of the age of the seller. Back when you and I had control of the product and the information, we don't have that anymore.
That's over.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. Here's another tip for everybody that's listening. I want you to get into the mode of trust but verify. You know, trust but verify. So you're the leader of their company. You might think things are going one way or the other. Well, there's a good client of mine up in the upper Midwest that I just met with, and they're not making their numbers. So I said, tell me of how many salespeople you have, and they told me. And I said, how many are making their quota, and they told me, and it was a low number. And I said, how do you know how they spend their day? Because these are all remote people. They're not in an office. Now, well, you know, we have call reports, and we do this, and we do that. I said, that's not effective. You don't really know. So I walked them through exactly what they should do, and guess what? They all had company cars. And because you have a company car, there's a GPS on that car.
That's right.
And guess what they just found out last week, Jim? It's the scary reality of they said they were with customers all week.
But they weren't.
And many of them were at Starbucks or their home.
Yeah. Wow.
Talk about a revelation.
You've got to, these days especially, you have to monitor. Trust but verify, as you said. That's right. No, that's the truth. Managing a sales organization in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, has got to be different than it was 20 years ago. It's got to be more technical, more specific.
Yeah, and is it bad to hold people accountable, to ask them these tough questions?
You got no
You're
choice.
Paying them.
You got no choice, exactly. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. I need a website again, please.
BobProsen.com, BobProsen.com.
They can find out more about how you work with these folks and help them get out of their own way at that website, can't they?
Yes, they can.
So check it out, folks. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. Pick that up, too, folks. That'll help you. Take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blaston again. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.